The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Water, the power of water, all around us, particularly this weekend, the first major snowfall of this winter season. It's just water in the form of snow. And this water had the ability to cancel activities, to keep people at home, to alter people's schedules. 7 inches of snow makes major shifts in people's lives. And the new fallen snow clinging to tree branches can paint a picture more beautiful than any artist could create. The snow this weekend is proof that water has unlimited power. Water makes things grow. Water keeps plants and people alive. Without water, we cannot live. People can usually survive about 3 weeks without food, but people usually can live only about 1 week without water. It's essential to life. And so it is with the waters of baptism. From the moment water is poured over us at baptism, we begin a new life in Christ. Scripture goes so far as to call it being born again. We become God's adopted sons and daughters through baptism. We become alive in a new way. Baptism opens the door to the other 6 sacraments, and these keep us alive as Christians, particularly the Holy Eucharist. Each sacrament is a real encounter with Christ, 7 of them. God's life, sanctifying grace, is in us through the sacraments. They keep us spiritually going. And baptism is the gateway to the other 6 sacraments. We cannot then live the Christian life without this water. Yet water can also destroy things. Water not only sustains life, water can put an end to life. Water has the ability to cause major disaster. Unfortunately, it's likely some people may die because of this winter storm. Floods cause the loss of life and property. Water leaks damage homes. Expanding ice cracks massive stones. Water can get rid of dirt. We use water to wash things clean. The waters of baptism destroy sin. Each of us is born with the stain of original sin. Adam and Eve separated creation from the plan of God, and the human race has never been the same since. Baptism removes original sin from our soul. We are washed clean. We get a whole new start. And when we mess up again through sin, the other sacraments can again wash that sin away. It's all made possible because we were baptized with water. Baptismal water destroys sin. Water creates beauty. Water scenes are beautiful. Water, in all its forms, can put us in awe of God's wonderful creation. Snow clinging to tree branches, the majestic waves on the sea, the quiet rolling streams, the fluffy white clouds against a blue sky. And the waters of baptism make possible the beauty of a life lived in Christ. St. Teresa of Calcutta was legendary for her service to humanity. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The president of France, Jacques Chirac, said that after she died, there was less love, less compassion, less light in the world. In the best-known book detailing the life and work of Mother Teresa is titled Something Beautiful for God. Mother Teresa's beautiful life was simply a result of living out her baptism to the max. Baptism is where it all started. Any life that lives out the encounter with Christ in the waters of baptism is a beautiful life. This winter storm weekend reminds us of the power of water. Water gives life, it can take life, and it can create beauty in life. Today's feast of the baptism of the Lord reminds us of our own baptism. The waters of our own baptism gave us new life in Christ. The same baptismal water allows us to destroy sin and temptation. And that water of baptism enables us to live a meaningful, beautiful life. Each time we dip our fingers in the holy water font at the church door, we are reminded of this. Each time we pray the creed, it's the same reminder. The creed is basically just the baptismal promises put into paragraph form. Each year, on this feast of the baptism of the Lord, we are invited to renew our own baptism. If you wish to renew your baptismal promises, please stand. As you or your parents or godparents did at the time of your baptism, everyone is invited to respond, "I do," to these questions. Do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? God, the all-powerful Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and forgiven all our sins. May he also keep us faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever.
Amen.
We are now sprinkled with the holy water, the water which reminds us of our baptism. As we're sprinkled, we're invited to sign ourselves using the words in which we have all been baptized.
On this day, the heavens were opened as the Spirit descended upon Christ at his baptism. In prayer, we ask the Father.